USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The International Criminal Court has rejected a request to investigate alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Afghanistan. Amnesty International calls it a shocking abandonment of the victims, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it was the right move.
I am very pleased that the ICC made this decision. It's the right one. Know that if Americans are found to have done things that are unlawful or against the laws of war, the U.S. system will always hold them accountable, but the ICC is not the right place to do it.
President Trump says he's considering sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in America as political punishment for their refusal to help him fight illegal immigration. And speaking at the White House, the president said they're working on new sections of the border wall.
The wall is going up. It's going up fairly rapidly. Doing another big section. We start another big section, but we're building miles and miles of wall, and we're going to have, I think we'll be close to 400 miles built by the end of next year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So the other evening I was working on my laptop on the edge of the bed, and I just fell over. I just fell asleep, and it's these Giza Dreams bed sheets. And I snuggle up with them, and I snuggle up with my MyPillow, and my gosh, I've slept in a lot of hotels in my time. Really nice hotels, top quality, and none of them have anything like these Giza Dreams bed sheets. But don't take my word for it. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, and you'll get 30% off and free shipping. Give them a try. What have you got to lose? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams bed sheets, and you can sleep just as well as I do. I have a wonderful night's sleep with my MyPillow and my Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
A 5-year-old child may have been pushed or thrown from a third-floor balcony inside the Mall of America. More from Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts.
The suspect that had either pushed or possibly thrown the child took off running immediately after the incident. We located that suspect quickly. That suspect has been taken into custody.
Police don't believe the suspect was connected to the child or the child's family. A federal grand jury indicted prominent Democratic attorney Greg Craig for false statements and concealing material information in connection with work he performed for Ukraine. During an interview on CNN, Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy was asked what he thinks this does to President Trump's claims that the Mueller investigation is a political witch hunt.
The Mueller probe had nothing to do with politics. It had to do with getting to the bottom of what happened in 2016, whether there was obstruction of justice and whether there was efforts to aid the Russians in meddling in our democracy as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
House Democrats marked their first 100 days in office and the end of the retreat with a news conference Friday. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries is very positive about his party.
The House Democratic Caucus issues conference 100 days in, fighting for the people. We are unified. We are driven. We are committed to execute like a laser beam.
Boston city officials held a news conference Friday on security preparations for the Boston Marathon. Mayor Marty Walsh says police staffing levels will be typical for the marathon.
As always, we're going to maintain our normal staffing levels in our neighborhoods and throughout the city of Boston. So as we see a larger presence in Boston, we are going to be still covering all of our districts to make sure that everyone in the city of Boston is safe that day.
On Monday, Boston will host the 123rd running of the Boston Marathon. Vice President Mike Pence slams Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy, and in an interview with CNN denied that President Trump's previously professed support of WikiLeaks was any endorsement of Assange.
The president always, as you and the media do, always welcomes information, but that was in no way an endorsement. We now understand was involved in disseminating classified information by the United States of America.
The vice president says the Justice Department is now seeking extradition, and we're going to bring Julian Assange to justice for being involved in one of the greatest compromises of classified information in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.